The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Before we start today's show, we got to let you guys know about one of our incredible new sponsors, which is Promescent, the premium sexual wellness company that has some incredible products which will help you be a better, more fulfilling lover. Okay, Promescent has the greatest thing ever. I'll tell you right now, it is their delay spray. The delay spray, you spray it right in your dick, it will enable you to last longer in bed and pleasure your woman. Let me tell you something, the average woman, it takes 18 minutes to give her an orgasm. The average man is coming in just 5 minutes. You want to pleasure your woman. If you want to pleasure yourself, you got to pleasure a woman, okay? This is not about, about just premature ejaculation. That's not what this is. It's an old school way of looking at this. This is really about having a longer, more sensual experience with your woman. So right now, go to promescent.com. That's P-R-O-M-E-S-C-E-N-T.com. They have an assortment of products that enhance your sex life. And when you check out, use the promo code LOS. You're going to save 15% off your entire order. Once again, that's promo code LOS at promescent.com. Okay, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quit. If the fingerless glove don't fit, hit break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural form killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the crime.
Nobody heard me when I said my cab driver got ran over by, I mean, my...
A reindeer?
I was going to say the same thing.
No.
On our way to Bobby's house Christmas Eve.
You can say there's no such thing as Santa. Me and my cab driver, we believe.
We believe.
No. He ran over a pedestrian.
While you were in the car?
Yeah.
When was
his whole body? Today. Hit him or ran over him?
Today.
On a bike when I was coming home from the studio.
That, yeah. Is that a pedestrian? Hold on, time out. It's a bike driver. It's a bike rider, a pedestrian?
Is it?
No, I hope so. They're operating something.
It's they're pedaling. Pedestrian, pedaling.
Pedestrian.
Is a pedestrian somebody on a bike or...
No, it's definitely a person
Lewis,
walking.
I've never seen Lewis struggle for a play on words so much.
Pedestrians. 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 Pedal Sesame Street. He ran over a bike and hit the... Like, was the guy fucked up?
No, the guy was fine, but he got up and
was the guy playing. A superhero?
He got up.
The guy was Bruce Willis.
Yeah, the cab was trashed.
Yeah, he punched the cab in half.
Yeah, the guy just picked his bike up over his head and walked off.
There you go. Well, the guy punched the ground in front of the cab, and it rose up in front of him, and the cab kind of rolled up like a ramp.
Oh, the guy was fine. The earth. But the guy driving the cab was Mr. Glass. He was shattered.
No, he was
into a million bits.
He was complaining that he fucked his leg up. He's like, "Oh, you hurt my leg. My leg is killing me now." But his bike was fucked up.
Was it his personal bike?
I don't. He said it was. He's like, "That's my bike. You fucked up my bike, man."
Whose fault was it?
Bike? Who else's bike would it
and
be?
And then the cab driver took the fuck off. I don't know what just did.
Hey, I just stole this bike.
Yeah, I was in the back.
You should have fucking flipped him off as the guy drove away. He goes, "Should have moved faster, fag." So he just drove off and left the guy there complaining about his leg. That's great. Good for him. Fuck that bike guy.
And what did you do?
I don't know. I was in shock. I didn't know what to do.
You should have fucking grabbed his bike. You should have grabbed his bike handle and just took off with the bike dragging next to the cab.
No, his bike was fucked up. Like his,
I don't know. Bent. I don't know who I hate more, cab drivers or people who ride bikes.
I don't know either. I don't know either. That's tough.
Yeah. Who is the enemy of
bike people in the city are motherfuckers. They really don't care.
He was, well, he was definitely a delivery guy. Because he had the backpack on, like the
phone. Oh, dude. Is this the show?
Dude, if this is the show. If they showed up at my house with my fucked up food because a cab driver hit into him and he fucking my pizza smashed into
him. Lewis, if you can get your dumb sister to come back on that show and watch 6 more seasons. There's a good episode about this.
Oh, dude. I lose my mind.
You'd have to show me that bike. You can't show me a picture of the bike, by the way, because I'll just think you always keep a picture of a mangled bike in case you're late. But you'd have to show me the actual bike, like drag it there.
Oh, yeah. It was fucked up. I remember when we hit the guy, I wasn't paying attention, but we like bonk, bonk, like went over the fucking bicycle.
Damn. And his leg. That's awesome.
And
his leg.
And that pizza. You motherfuckers. I'm furious. There's tire marks across my pizza.
Yeah, he probably has some internal stuff going on you guys caused. He's dead. Don't worry about that, dude. Were you shook? Were you shook up at all?
Yeah, I was literally in shock. I couldn't speak. I was like, is that a guy okay? And he just like took off.
So normal for you, Bobby.
Yeah, what did he say? What did he say?
Bobby's like, there's no way he's going to be there in 30 minutes or less.
Did he say something? Was he shitty? Like stupid bike people? Or was he like all shitty?
Yeah, he said, that guy's crazy. That guy's crazy.
Oh, two-wheel faggot.
Yeah.
I was like, I think he's hurt. And he's like, no, he's crazy. He's crazy.
No, he's just crazy.
Bobby said, I think he's hurt.
He's got crazy legs.
Look at this bitch on the bike. Hey, why you cry in the back?
why you crying like a bitch?
But you're crying like a bitch? Crying like a bitch?
Do the flute.
Crying like a bitch? You're crying like a bitch.
There's a snake dancing next to him.
Everybody look in the back. Oh, is it Stompy Bobby? Shut your ass up. I'm taking you where you go. I give you $5 off. I'll stop the meter now.
I drop you off where I tell you I drop you off.
He's just got some other.
You want me to run you over too?
Passenger seat playing the flute.
You'll do nothing, Stompy Bobby.
Yeah. I hit a bike messenger and a sobbing man in one day. That's 52 points.
They give me 25 virgins in the afterlife for this.
You will be a nice trophy on my cab, my friend.
Ah, Bobby, you little bitch.
I think he's hurt. Think about his parents. What if he has an emergency contact? Can we check his pockets for an emergency contact?
Just shut up and get your ride, you pussy.
Put your headphones back on.
You did not see anything, okay?
You sad sack motherfucker. Get up and go back and you love him so much.
Why don't you suck his dick? He's lying there.
Hey, Florence Nightingale, you want to go back? Go back. I'll pull over right here.
A car came driving up at the next light when we had to stop.
Yeah, and ran him over again. He's on the floor. Oh, God.
No, so the guy goes, that's fucked up. I saw what you did. That's fucked up. And the driver kept going, I have my camera on. I have my camera on. I don't know what his point was about that, but he kept saying, I have my camera on.
What he's saying is, like, he knows he's getting away with it. So he's saying he has a camera on, which will prove later that he's not at fault, just to stop this guy from doing something crazy.
No. So hold on, this is the guy that drove up next to him.
Yeah, this is after another car. The guy, like, and then we took off.
Nice. Dude, realize you're the weaker cab driver. This guy rules. So another guy.
You killed a man. Fuck you. Mind your business.
Prove it, faggots.
There's the cab driver hands Bobby a pistol, and he's like, hide this for me. I'll give you money.
You want it to be a double homicide? Shut your face. Drive.
Yeah, but And then when he dropped
But you
me
weirdly,
off,
Bobby, you felt on the side of your cab driver, though, in a weird way, right?
No.
No. I was like, dude, you just hit that guy.
No, dude, you're an accessory at this point. I mean, honestly, you literally are.
But I'm not.
You're admitting to a crime right now on this show.
Dude, what if you read off your mom's address after that? Oh, did I now? You think I hurt that man? What do you think Sharon Hutchinson thinks of this?
Yeah, I had no idea what to do. I didn't know if I should have called the police. I don't know.
You go
should
on
I told at least the
you should have went on the Citizens app, dude.
Lyft?
Somebody should have helped that man. Even the person who chased down your cab should have.
The guy did stand up. Like he was just like yelling at him, and that's when we took off. So
that was the problem. See, that guy, like, that would have been my approach. I would have started yelling at the cab driver. Cab driver would have taken off. I should have been like, oh, please help me, sir. Please. And then when he got out, just started fucking punching him in the fucking mouth. Yeah.
Steal his cab. Lewis.
Oh, I think your cab is the only thing holding my organs in. Please, can you get my loved one
in the cab?
Yeah, what do you do?
Lewis just wants to get to his destination on time.
I really just
want honestly, to I just wanted to get home too.
I'm going. I'm like, dude, just fucking go. Go.
Are you ready to go to jail for this?
Dude.
Then drive.
Once you're in that
is this
cab,
fucking is this immigrant's just, word against yours, bro?
Yeah, dude, it's like when you're in the cab, your mentality is just like, look, I'm trying to get, like, you hear that bump and you're like, traffic's crazy tonight, dude. Let's get back to my home. That's where we're trying to go. I like if the guy was just yelling. He's like, I have my camera on. I have the camera on. But like if that wasn't even a defense legally, he was just like, I have my camera on. You should see. It was awesome.
You'll see like security footage and like.
Just go away? Was she?
This conversation's really hot. She had to start masturbating.
Yeah,
because everyone was on, but it's okay. It's all right. We just sort of get into it. It's funny. It was a funny story that Bobby was telling, so it was a great way to start.
I loved it.
But in certain like Asian countries, I don't know if it's China or Japan or wherever, but like you'll see security footage where like they'll hit somebody, and then they'll like back up over them again and like hit them and then hit them a third time. And it's because if the person if you're at fault, you're responsible for their medical bills for life. So if they got to deal with like medical shit for the rest of their life, so it's easier
better to kill them.
It's better to kill them.
What's a funeral? Yeah. Couple G's.
I don't know. Asian funeral. What are they doing?
Asian funeral.
Oh my god! You got to pay for a dragon, an 18-person dragon costume.
You got to give those little Mr. Miyagi drum things that you do that with.
Everyone's got to get a fucking drum. Those are all handmade
for the whole house.
Yeah.
In case there's an inspiring scene, everyone has to have one. It's a castle with a person. But
a castle with a battle platform in the middle, surrounded by a moat for some reason.
I need fireworks from the 1400s.
The paper mache light fixtures.
Everything there seemed like a real problem with the slightest wind.
The entire town is made of paper mache, Dave. Relax.
But you're
it is true. And bamboo.
Like, look, the way we set this zip line up, clearly a ninja is going to zip line into the middle of this. So could we not do it this way? And they're like, this is the tradition.
What a great way to die via ninja. You're just sitting there, and then there's like a little dart in your neck. And you're like, "Oh, I got poisoned just now!" And you fall, and you drop dead. Dude, that is almost the best way to go.
Davey, you watch Cobra Kai, right? I was gonna say Miyagi's girlfriend. Miyagi, good.
No, I was just gonna say in the second Karate Kid, when the fucking guy who's in Cobra Kai comes sliding on the zip line. You see him from so far away that you really think they could have gotten that chick out of there safely. Like, they could have evacuated the entire area before he got
there. Yeah, the whole thing was shaking. It was like a whole ordeal.
Look at that guy off 300 yards in the distance. He's clearly trying to kill all of you.
Miyagi's chick aged better than Daniel-san's Asian chick.
Yeah,
she aged weird.
They all come back. I don't remember. I didn't watch the last season. No.
Oh, dude.
I don't even think I watched the second season.
Really?
Didn't catch it.
Yeah, dude. I don't know, man. It was fine.
If Karate Kid wasn't your thing growing up.
It was very condescending the way you said that. Karate Kid was definitely my thing. It was all of our thing.
How you took that condescending.
The first
I mean,
season,
if you never watched Back to the Future, you just go, what the fuck do you mean didn't watch Back to the Future?
You calling me chicken? No one calls me chicken.
No one calls me chicken, Jay.
Dougie, no, I'm saying the first season did catch me, and then the second season I watched the first couple episodes of, and it just never really got me going.
It took a few episodes in the second season, but then it gets excellent.
Maybe I'll get back into it.
It's incredible. It's the best reboot of an old thing that's ever happened.
Well, I think it's actually in the same vein as the Brady Bunch movies, because it's not taking itself seriously at all. A little more seriously, obviously, than the Brady Bunch movies.
The Brady Bunch movies were solid, but this is far better, in my opinion. But I think the Karate Kid is like the Cobra Kai, rather, is the perfect mix of like nostalgia and making it serious enough that you could, like, if you were a hardcore fan of it, you're like, oh, my shit's back. But also being like, look, we get it. We get that this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Having fun with it. I loved it. I thought they did an incredible job.
I watched tonight, what did I watch with James?
Quiet
Hardcore
Place
Porn.
Debbie Does Dallas 5. No, it was called Tomorrow War or some shit.
Oh, yeah, Tomorrow War. It's on Prime.
Yeah, I watched that with him. It was probably like, he's probably too young for it, but I was like, yeah, we're going to watch this now. He's recent age now. I'm like, yeah, I was going to watch this. Come on,
James. Is he too young?
It was like some heady fucking time travel shit.
Okay.
I mean, it was no, excuse me, wow, yuck.
I would assume that's for like a little boy to enjoy.
Oh boy, did he enjoy it like a toy.
Oh boy, did he enjoy. It's PG-13.
It was rated PG-13. No, it wasn't. It was pretty violent. The monsters were kind of scary. They were cool.
Have you seen tits in his present yet, where it's been awkward?
No, but I have a couple tits things lying around my house.
Yeah,
like I have
that,
like,
he's definitely seen.
Well, I have like a tits, like a Jamaican tits bottle opener on my fridge.
Yeah.
Magnet. Like when I was a little boy, there's no way I wouldn't have seen that and been like, oh, dude, look at those tits.
Yeah. Oh, dude. My mom used to let a guy like watch me after school sometimes, and he was like,
he would titty fuck you.
No, he was like a late teenager himself. So I go do my homework. I asked him if I could do my homework in his room. In his room, he's just one of those guys, just did a whole like mural of just like cut out porn magazine pictures on his wall,
like the brother just, like, from one of the guys.
Yeah, I mean, just like, as a kid, you were like, what the f-? This was amazing, just staring at a wall.
And you're like, dude, what are you, a king?
It wasn't. It was like too young to whack. Even it was just. I knew. I was like, this is so great.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's another. I have a book, so I don't have like even a bookshelf in my house because I have so few books. I have like 18 books total, like in my home. Like,
and you're getting there.
That's just. It's like Dave has more books behind his head than I have in my home, and so I have them like tucked away, like underneath my TV. So I have like all my books, and James has his own books in his bedroom, but all my books are under the TV. And one of the books is called the Big Book of Breasts. Mm-hmm. I just want to get it. And it's just there. And Michelle went, got it for me from How the Musical. It was a gift that she got me. You know, she got the cast, all gifts. Mm-hmm. And it was just like a fun, quirky gift. You know, it's just a book with different like pictures of breasts throughout like the ages. Right.
Coffee table book.
But it's like, it's just hidden in my thing. And I just know my son's going to find it one day, and it's just going to be...
Jackpot,
yes,
dude. I
that's
mean,
it.
Jackpot dude. For him.
Oh, there's, oh, a, big book of, the, there's big a big book, book of pussy, too. Holy shit, dude.
Wow. It's like, that's awesome.
Dad, can you please give me the big book of pussy? Please.
Dad, look, I've never asked you for anything directly. I've always said, whatever you get, I'll be fine. But this time, let's make this a real special one, Pop.
If you could just,
oh, we all live in Turkey now. We should celebrate. The only way we know how. The literature. The big book of pussy. Just so we can complete the set. And that'll be a father son thing. We collected the set like together. Like, we did that. And next, maybe we'll build our own DeLorean or something.
Shit, dude. If I was a kid, I would be dying for the big book of pussy. I'd be dropping hints somehow, dude.
I'd attempt to steal it. I'd like see if it fit in the front of my fucking pants or something. I would try.
Wow. Dude, these kids are on the fucking internet. By the time they're really that
That's true.
You're right.
They don't
You're
care. Right. They think they would look at that and go, that's the lamest shit ever. That
No, you know what, though? But an eight, they I'm telling you, somebody, an eight-year-old
Google
would,
the pictures from all of the books before it fucking.
But I'm saying, but an eight, nine,
James is like,
old,
my Nintendo Switch will give me a hand job. So.
No, I'm saying an 8, 9, 10-year-old before they're really going to look for dirty shit, if that was in the house and like calling to them like that, I think they'd.
James doesn't have access to the internet like that. So
yeah, he's that's eight, what I'm saying. So a book like that would be huge.
Eight. He doesn't have a sex drive like that. Like, I'm saying by the time they'd get to a point
but when
like,
I was,
oh, I really want to see that, he will be like...
Not really want to see it, Dave. If you happened upon it when you were eight, it would have been jackpot. It would have been like, oh my God, boobs. This is like...
I'd be interested in it when I was eight if I happened upon it. But I wouldn't be like...
I wasn't like whacking yet, but I would have been really into
it. No, I'd be excited. Yes, I'd be excited to look at it.
Yeah, it would have been exciting.
What are you fucking interested in Sherlock Holmes?
There's a pussy mystery. Let me see here. There's different kinds of pussies. This is a large book of them.
Elementary.
This is probably good for references. Okay, you say you've got a dead pussy. Let's take a look. What kind of pussy was it? Was it this freckly pussy? Was it this thing? There we go.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Thumb through.
Oh yeah, the big book of pussy.
I'm telling you, that picture right there with Betty Page. This all would have.
Where was this book put at? Japan.
Whoa! Dude. This is great, dude. I want this book so bad.
I could have beat off to this so hard,
dude. The big book of boobs stinks compared to this.
Yeah, the big
Jay,
book of boobs.
Jay,
yeah,
Jay, somebody's got a birthday coming up.
Ooh,
that's
true,
daddy.
The little big book of pussy,
dude. This is
Dina Von Teese.
Look at this.
Speaking of Marilyn Manson, that's his ex-wife.
Look at all of these pigs.
What a bunch of slobs who have no concern for their families or what people think of them.
I'm trying to make it art, you dirty sluts.
Oh, yeah, you're wearing stockings, so you're not a scab. Oh, my hair got done by a professional, so I'm not a fucking cum dump. Well, let me tell you something, sweetheart. No, that's bourgeois, dude. It's different.
I know, dude. That's some fucking
boudoir.
What do they call it?
Boudoir.
It's not even strip. What is it? Not a
boudoir.
Burlesque. Thank you, Bobbo. Thank you, Sabi Bobby. He's in burlesque.
Those pussies were really cool. I'm sorry they were censored. I should have done better. You should have done better. I think you may have possibly ran over a man back there, sir.
He seems like he's hurt.
So that guy you just ran over with your car...
Oh, shut up, you fucking pussy. Why don't you cry me a river?
He's crazy. He is crazy. Oh, fuck, that's great.
All right, guys, let's take a quick second and thank our awesome sponsor for today's show, which is Yo Kratom, the best sponsor of real, edgy, fuck-the-system comedy out there. They sponsor all of the shows here at Gas Digital, and they're the big sponsors of Skankfest. And, of course, they are the place to get Kratom, a $60 kilo.
Also the sponsors, the marquee sponsors for Luis J. Gomez Fight Journal and Team Rattlesnake.
And Team Ellis, which is weird and seems like a conflict of interest. But you know what? They're sponsoring a lot. But they can give you a $60 kilo. It's the world's best value in Kratom, shipped right to your door, no questions asked. Now, if you've never heard of Kratom before, you're probably tempted. But don't even. Don't do it.
I say grow that pinky nail out really long and take it right out of the package.
Yeah,
listen, I don't care how you get it in your body.
Sure, that would be awesome. But we're telling you, don't. Don't try this stuff because it's going to be more fun than you've ever had in your life.
Yeah, dude. I don't know if you've ever been kissed by a thorn.
There you go.
Right.
Lewis would have pulled that thorn reference out. Really.
Imagine being on
Kratom days.
Imagine being on a roller coaster in your house without moving at all.
All right, that's not what it's like.
Anyway,
at all, guys.
I'm talking.
I'm very stoned.
Kratom.
I'm all fucked up with Kratom right now, guys. My brain doesn't work.
But the people who don't know about Kratom, you don't want this shit. But you guys who know about Kratom, then you know.
The holes are already in your brain, man. It doesn't matter anymore.
So and look, if you don't know about Kratom, I mean, come on, dude. Why would you want to try this really cool shit that gets you all fucked up and high?
What are you trying to do?
No one knows what to do with it at the airport. They're confused by it. Puzzle.
Like, what is this? Is this plant fertilizer? Go through.
It might
Whatever
be.
It is, it's
we
a
don't
kilo
know.
Or something.
Go to yokratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. This is quality Kratom, by the way. We've heard nothing but great
Did you say go to yokilo.com, Dave?
No, yokratom.com to get a kilo.
Pretty sure I said yokratom.
That's what he said, yep.
You said yokilo. Anyway.
No, you're just on Kratom right now.
You are clearly on a kilo of Kratom right now.
Yeah, you're Kratom roll. You're Kratom flipping right now.
I feel Kratom.
YoKratom.com. Get yourself a $60 kilo. All right, let's get back into the show.
Sorry, Jay, every time you light your blunt, because I know it's a blunt that you're proud of. Fucking
no, it's a joint.
Oh, it looks like you're lighting a like a road flare right in front of you.
Yeah, it does.
Like, whoa, it's, dude!
Gotta fix this flat. I don't want anybody coming off the road on me. Stop it short.
Oh shit, dude.
Do the Marilyn Manson thing I want to discuss. It was funny. We just had Dita Von Teese on the screen.
Oh, that is fun. Yeah, Marilyn Manson. Segue. He turned himself in
for the thing with the security guard.
I don't know.
I thought it was a rape related thing.
Well, I don't know. He's got two things going on.
This is an alleged spitting incident.
Yeah.
Whoa! You can get in trouble for spitting.
That's pretty funny. If you're accused of rape 13 times, he goes, I'll cop to the spitting thing,
buddy. But it's not even that. It's to a security guard at a show. What's so funny? This is it. This is where they got John Gotti for tax evasion. You know what I mean? None of the murders.
Wait a minute. Time out. Wait a minute. You can't get in trouble for spitting on somebody.
Yeah, he did.
If you're a
you
fucking
can't get in
pussy.
Trouble for spitting on someone, I thought you just get a bunch of tweets about you.
Oh, I mean, dude, don't even get me started. Dude, get me started, Dave.
Get you started about what?
That dumb bitch Luisa Diaz tweeted me.
Are you doing what you want pussy to say something about it?
No.
I don't think we should call her a dumb bitch.
She is
an uneducated whole.
I think, like you said, the right word was exactly that. I think she's just dumb. I think she's a lost dummy.
Doggy, first of all, so the story when I try to get
her,
Jake.
Her flip flop is nuts.
Listen, I try to get Jake Flores.
What's her flip flop?
Listen. I try to get Jake Flores to fight me, okay?
I remember that.
And she was there for
the story.
It. She was there for it, okay?
Mm-hmm. She felt
That's all it was. That's all it was. She was there for it.
She got wet.
Now it turns into she's gone online and she's saying that I assaulted her. Now, not only did I attack Jake Flores, but I shoved her and I spit on her in the process of trying to fight Jake Flores.
Did she try to break it up at some point?
No. I don't even remember her being like in the line of fucking fire. But I talked to the people from the stand and they said they have the video footage. They're going to give it to me. They said they were like, I did a beeline toward Jake and like she was like in the way and I like.
Oh,
like
can we moved. All have the video footage?
Oh, I'm going to want to. Dude, no, I would never post it.
Hello, Luisa. Kia!
That's all you see the footage you got. She was right.
I never got the Jake Flores, dude. I just unborn Luisa. It was an all out onslaught. I can't believe she didn't take me to court.
I made a beeline for Jake Flores, or what I thought was Jake Flores.
Turns out it was Luisa the whole time. Fuck, dude.
I talked a lot of shit.
Goes, by the time I was beating between my tears and my blood soaked hands, I realized it was Luisa the whole time.
Oh, no, dude.
Jake Flores wasn't even there.
Oh, dude, I didn't remember it as Luisa. I remembered it as Jake Flores this whole time.
It must have been hallucinating. They can never make this kind of funny out of the situation.
It is absolutely psychotic. She's so unlikable that nobody even cares. She's claiming that I assaulted her and she's giving no context or anything. She's like, he assaulted me. And everyone involved in this gang fest is like, you fucking suck, you dumb bitch. Whatever. Like, nobody even gives a shit. Nobody's even asked me for the context.
What I love about it is that, this is literally the first I'm hearing about that particular claim. But I just love that everyone at Skankfest, like, she's just so discredited and retarded that she's like, he assaulted me. And everyone's just like, well, you know.
Probably not.
guy. We got a big festival coming up, so
I'm not gonna unbook my hotel room because
you should invite them as guests of the show.
It's absolutely psychotic. And here's what's funny is like we talked about it on Real Life Podcast today. We broke it down like they told the story on their podcast. And she made no claim of me assaulting her when it happened. Yeah, no, it's crazy. It's absolute fucking crazy babble, and very convenient. And I don't know.
Look, man. I mean, I think with a lot of these people in these situations, what we should all keep in mind, and our fans too, even though they're completely right when they fucking trash these people, that oftentimes these are legitimately like mentally unstable people.
Yes.
I'm just saying that. And that they're like, they actually are like kind of crazy. Yes. But it's not as if like the day Skankfest tickets went on sale, their outrage peaked. Like they know what they're doing.
That was very deliberate.
To use this as an opportunity because it's like kind of the only thing they have when, you know, as an opportunity where they could actually get like some traction and get people interacting with them online and shit.
So, no, it's been said.
We all know what it is. It's
lame. Something that's been said to me very well. I don't know, Louisa. Louisa, I think she feels like a weird like follower of some thing. She's just like fucking like radicalized or something, is how someone put it, which is like a good way to put it. She was just like around. She was like not a problem with any of that stuff. She didn't have the fat baby stuff.
I vaguely remember her being around and being just kind of like nice. And,
she's
you know,
fine. Yeah, she's sweet. Nope. And out of nowhere, she was just like involved in the things of just trying to like come at us. That's why I learned about Jake Flores the same way. I've never heard anything about comedy from him ever. And that just happens to be the case. I've never heard. I don't know. Does he do comedy currently still? Like if he.
Yeah.
But
he does.
Yeah, but I've only heard about him in this like kind of format, and the only opportunity he had to be funny, kind of in our orbit, he just refused to do it, which would have been hilarious.
Yeah, well,
but I'm saying like, but they are, but Dave, you're right. So I don't know about Louisa, but that Jay kid and the other Seth one, like they're disturbed. Like they wake up every day and they're like, what am I ready to be? They wait every day for a thing to be pissed about. Like they don't try to enjoy a day at all. That's crazy.
Jake Flores is ranting on Twitter like over and over and over
about again. Whatever. If it's not you, it's about something else.
Well, I mean, it's been about Skankfest and about us. And he's like, it's just if you pull up
is
his
it, like,
ramblings,
nonstop? I've
dude,
never
pull
seen
up,
it.
Dude, pull up his ramblings. Pull up Jake Flores' Twitter ramblings about us. It is like a crazy person. You're like, what are you even talking about, dude? He's comparing it to like fucking. Just like crazy, like he's way too deeply thinking about what it is. Like, what are you talking about, dude? This is not Marxism or fucking. He's bringing up Marxism in the same tweet about Skankfest. You only have 280 characters. How do you get there?
I don't know what Marxism is.
I don't know either, dude.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Some literature after the
Dave, thank you.
It's evil.
Let's see.
Okay. Super woke people and anti woke people are the two most exhausting personality types, and comedy is full of them. I'd rather hang out with someone who yells, "I'm Rick James, bitch," I bet, or does South Park voices constantly give me the worst person from.
Don't just pull up his feed in general, pull up his tweets specifically about Skankfest because we're going to read all of his tweets.
I'll be honest, he's just insane. But the first tweet, I went, I get it.
That's not where it's
coming from.
Wasn't a bad tweet.
It was a bad tweet.
It's got
some strong points.
Right? The woke, the anti-woke, they're all a little tiring. Yeah.
Now, fine, Jake. All right, Jake. Maybe we have some common ground here.
what are we doing? I thought he's like the woke.
Jake guy's winning me over.
Isn't he like the quintessential?
No, but now he knows it's cool to not be woke. Like, he's just a herb. He's a fucking dumb herb.
A herb.
That's what he is, dude. That's what he is. There's no other fucking.
In 1997.
Yeah, dude, he's a herb. There's no other fucking word.
You guys know on Impractical Jokers, you know, Sal the rest of the season has to wear two giant, like, cubic zirconia earrings, and everything is social media, and everything you go to, his name is Prince Herb. And they put a big thing in Times Square of him named Prince Herb. It's the only other time I've heard that word in the last 20 years. But, what does it say? Okay. It speaks volumes. You want to go?
It speaks volumes to how funny.
It speaks volumes to how unfunny Skankfest is that the rollout of the festival involved in large part trying to rile a bunch of open micers up about a handful of random people who are supposed to represent some kind of threat to What's he talking about?
Hmm? I don't know.
What does that mean?
I don't know, dude.
How unfunny Skankfest is?
I'm fully aware that
entire festival.
I'm fully aware that this is kayfabe shit. I'm helping them sell tickets by engaging. I don't get worried about all that, but I'm not trying to stop them from doing their hack open micer festival. No one is.
What?
It's weird that all these people believe that, but it's made up boogeyman. This just proves once again that shit is so fucked up in this country that the best way to make money is to convince people that they're fighting against an enemy entirely made up in their heads. It's a good grift. I would do it if I was dumber. What is he talking about?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird.
He's open a lunatic.
We open have an enemy isn't he an open made mic? Up in our head that is you.
Isn't he an open mic comic?
I think so.
It's a very weird thing for him to have the gall to be like this open mic festival, which is
it's the biggest like there's not a bigger lineup in any comedy festival in the world.
And just from his perspective, where you go like everyone there is bigger than you.
Yeah.
Literally everyone is
even the smaller comics.
The smallest comic is
two out of the three of us aren't open micers. You guess home, guess at home, America.
Hey man, come on, bro. Be fair.
Oh man,
this is like I would say a middle festival, like feature, like a road host slash feature festival.
Because DeRosa and her got into it too. What were her things? Because his they sound like the ramblings of a crazy person for real. And I said that to be that wound up about. I want to see what her things were.
I'm blocking from everything. Yeah,
she tweeted like an insult at me and then blocked me. I saw that. And
if you think Dave Smith is funny, fucking reply here so then I can block you. That's a real tweet.
Okay.
She's like, just so you know, if you follow these hashtags, I'm gonna block you.
What?
Are you crazy whore? But no one cares.
But it is a funny thing. What they do is this thing, like, and I don't know exactly what she tweeted, but I just kind of get this vibe from her, and I know that Jake and other ones have done this too. Is where they'll just be like, kind of like, they'll be like, "Hey, you're a bunch of fucking Nazis, and all the, you know, you guys are all unfunny, and you fucking suck, and all your fans are Nazis." And then someone will be like, "Well, you're a dumb bitch," and they'll be like, proof that you're fucking awful.
You're blocked, bro.
Yeah, she blocked me.
I haven't talked to her since
I ended up being relatively cordial back and forth.
Alex, will you do me a favor? Will you read her tweets? You even got to come on camera. Just read her tweets, and we can respond to her tweets. Pretend to be her. You got to do it in a dumb Puerto Rican lady accent.
Jay,
read her tweets.
Yeah, I'll read her tweets. This is my impression of what's her name? What's the girl? She's on America's Got Talent now, but she was from Sofia Vergara.
Yeah, go to the top.
What?
Is this 2 minutes ago? No. This is still going on? No way.
Yeah.
No way.
It's 2 minutes.
Yeah.
No.
Right, guys, I just want to read this one because it's too detailed.
No way.
If you one, it just says you wait. Okay. She's responding to tweet about a festival run by people you slander over the course of years. What's the answer to that? She has her answers up there. You don't say shit about a festival until the day one of the organizers spits on you and pushes you in an attempt to hit a comic at a comedy club. Two, they respond.
No, hold on.
You just read her tweet.
Hold on, you're reading back and forth, Jay. Which tweet are you reading?
Yeah, just read hers.
Okay. Anytime the assaulter quote tweets you, you have to deal with misogynists and racists in your mentions and DMs.
Misogynists?
Well, you don't really have to deal with them at all.
You get off Twitter, you fucking dingbat.
Or just stop talking shit to us, and there'll be no problem.
How embarrassing to be a comedian.
Comedian.
quote unquote media and have your fans constantly show everyone they don't even know who is a comedian and who isn't.
What is this about?
Hold on. Let me try to. What I'm guessing that means is that they're saying, I think our fans responding think that Louisa is like an open mic level comedian.
Yeah.
That people are like, haha, you don't even know that I'm not a comedian. And that's the only guess I could take at that.
Maybe.
Which isn't very embarrassing.
Here's the thing. I mean, I would say though our fans to fucking leave her alone because they're crazy insignificant. Like their attacks make like good fodder for shows for sure.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't do anything.
No, I'm saying the attacks on us by them. Like
Jay,
I agree. That's what I'm saying.
I'm gonna disagree with you, Jay. No. If people want to attack us and our people want to go and attack them back. Good. They deserve it.
No, yeah, I don't care. Ultimately, it's fucking online shit. It's like,
no, but I just don't like, don't talk shit about us unless you're okay with.
Yeah, but I would never want people threatened in our name or something, I guess.
Yeah, but they're not being threatened, okay? They're being called mean fucking names. And that's it. By the way, let me say this. They're actually trying to take away our gigs, take away our sponsorships, take away our platforms. They're actually trying to fucking hurt the way we feed our kids and feed our families. Our fans are calling them faggots. I don't feel that bad. I can't sit here and be like, oh, please, guys, call off the attack of mean words to Jake Flores. Who cares?
Oh, yeah. Fuck no, I'm not saying calling off
the difference
attack.
Our fan base isn't actually going out to fucking Jake Flores' gigs and trying to get him removed from them. By the way, Jake Flores said the N-word on Cumtown. He uses fucked up accents. He did all that shit, right? So, but by the way, I would never tell our fans to fucking do that, but how fucking hilarious would it be if he started losing fucking gigs for making dumb fucking jokes and making dumb racist jokes, right? How dumb would he fucking feel?
He thinks he's made up for all of that in his behavior as a player.
I think our fans should be meaner. I think they're taking it easy on these fucking bitches. Fuck them, dude. Like, listen, if they're saying there's threats of violence, all that shit is like...
Are they saying that?
What, dude?
Are they? Maybe.
They mix it all together. What she just said is, I have to deal with misogyny and Nazis and racists and all this. It's like someone's going, hey, you're a dumb cunt. That's what's going on.
That's it.
Someone's tweeting that.
I just think the funny thing is, if it's something written like racial even, like it could be a 20 or like a 50% chance that it's like, that ethnicity tweeting that out. Do you know what I mean? Just like another
it's
Hispanic
not even
person.
Racial. It's not racial. Nobody's tweeting racial shit at Luisa Diaz. All right, pull up her tweets. I want to see what else she said, because I haven't seen it because I'm blocked from everything. Let's see.
Wait, what was the lineup she was just tweeting up there?
Let's see. Is it Jake Flores? Let's see.
Yeah, she just retweeted Jake Flores on that one.
His name Mike in a row. All right. I mean,
militant abolitionist. Is that her attacking Mike Vecchio?
Really funny.
Yeah, it's a.
Why is he mad?
It's a Jake Flores joke. It doesn't make sense. Anyway,
who the hell's mad at Mike Vecchio?
I think it's just a bad joke, dude.
To every person thinking it's only some of the fans of LOS, here's one who won't leave me alone. The wording of that is already stupid.
It's also random. The name is Random Skank Fan.
Fuck you. It's his profile. Too racist and misogynistic to be taught.
But that's always like they're fucking like, well, listen, you think I'm just making this up. Look at this. A guy with a few followers called me a cunt. Like, what does this even mean? Hold on. Scroll up a little. What was her?
This is kind of funny.
To every person who thinks it's only some of the fans, here's one. Like, yeah, that's only some.
No, that's the point. That's exactly what I said. This is the wording of that. She goes, so some of you think it's only some of them. Here's a person. like that's less than some.
So if you go down, So you're right, Dave. Before you said this, so somebody tweeted at her, yeah, we don't know any good comics, and they were showing the lineup, and they said, go write a joke that won't be funny and shut up. So then she quote tweets him. Hold on. Right. But she quote tweets him, thinking she got him. She was like, still think I write jokes. You're unknown. Like, nobody knows who you are. That's so they just assume you're a shit comic. That's what's going on. They don't know that you're a shit producer for shit comics. They don't understand that.
No, here's the thing. What would be like she said before, it was embarrassing. Mm. What would be embarrassing is if someone didn't know that a really established, well-known comic was a comedian. It's not embarrassing that someone who's completely unknown, you go, I don't know what the fuck you do. I assume you try to do comedy. Like, right? Isn't that the rest of them, what they all are? It turns out you're just trying to be industry, and you're not. Like, you're an open mic producer. Okay. Yeah. Like, they're supposed to differentiate that?
Yeah, it's been her for 2 days. It's been for her 2 days arguing with fans back and forth, which is hilarious.
Argues like she's, I don't know how old she is, but the childish nature of her arguing back. Literally no one who listens to Legion of Skanks can recognize a comedian when they see them. And like the hand in the head, like, oh.
Oh my God. They don't know that I'm not a comedian. Oh my. Oh boy.
Dude,
what a silly group.
Dude, someone did tweet at me that a picture of her holding it's like a picture she put out there. It's her holding a clipboard, which is like her version of like a headshot, which is just her being like, I do stuff.
I can write stuff down. I can do it on the move.
Because who has a reservation? I've got it, right?
I can write while standing up with the same accuracy and precision that I can write while leaning on a piece of paper on a table.
No, here's the thing though. No one really gives a fuck. Like, listen, when you even said, like, Jay, that you were like, the fans shouldn't, like, be tweeting, talking shit at her, or, like, just ignore them, kind of. Not like you were saying they were wrong, but just, like, just ignore them.
No, I might say they're wrong.
If she didn't say anything for 6 months, and then there was, like, some campaign to, like, oh, go shit on her, I'd be like, yeah, this is stupid. Like, leave her alone. But the thing is, like, just stop talking shit. Like,
yeah, I mean, she's jumping up. And this all jumped up. If you're talking
shit to a big group of
people. Well, she's also, although she's saying that I assaulted her. When you, the charge there is pretty fucking heavy.
Yeah.
And it's not like, look, nobody really gives a shit in my world. I do my own thing, right? The fans know the story. The people that listen to me and my fans all know the nuance because I've talked about it. I listened to them break down the story. Hold on.
Everyone knows the story, yeah.
Well, they told the story in their own words. She never said that I assaulted her or spit on her or shoved her, anything in the original telling of the story. And now all of a sudden it's convenient as we're launching Skankfest, as we're getting new sponsors, we're booking comedians for the festival, we're launching in other cities. Now all of a sudden she's...
I forgot. But when I think about it now, you spit on me. That's no bueno. And then you assaulted me. Ay, ay, ay.
Listen, even if like
it's fucking wild, you can't just go and say that about people. Well, that's fucking true. Crazy.
But why don't you book Jim Yaff again?
But even if it was what she says it is now, which obviously she's all of a sudden just claiming, and evidently there's videotape of it, which is glorious. But it's a very like, listen, if there were two guys in a fight and a chick decided to go try to break up the fight to be like, I got pushed or something like that,
yeah,
is like a very different thing than just claiming this guy pushed me.
Well,
like,
forget that, to start saying he assaulted me. She's not even giving the nuance.
Yes.
She's not even giving the nuance of he pushed me. She's saying assault, which is a massive umbrella.
That
huge umbrella.
It makes it sound like you just went up to some chick and assaulted her. And that's like, so that's already super fucked up.
I didn't even assault her faggot friend, Jake Flores. I literally tried to get to him to assault me, but he was too much of a fucking pussy. Also, if I assaulted your fucking chick friend.
Assault me?
If I assaulted your chick friend, you fucking little bitch, you just let me do it. You just let me assault your fucking female friend and you took it on the fucking chin. What type of fucking man are you?
That's going to get isolated.
Yeah. Jake,
sure.
Please help me. Luis Gomez is hitting me.
No one will believe you, bitch. No one's videotaping this.
This is what I do not understand, dude. And I've talked to you about this before, Luis, and I think to you too, Jay, about like, and this, it's like this new generation of the woke dudes that I don't get at all is that I can completely understand. I completely understand a dude not wanting to fight. Like just being like, dude, I don't want to get in a fight. I don't want to get punched in the face. I don't want to do it. And I can completely understand a dude wanting to fight. Being like, let's fucking go. What I don't understand is the Jake Flores dude. I don't understand not wanting to fight, but wanting to talk shit. Like fighting words to someone. Yeah. Dude, he will call people pussies online. Like he'll be like, yo, you're a fucking pussy. And you're like, dude,
like what? It's not about me. I'm like, what, dude? When I see you, I'm gonna fuck you up, dude.
And then
are you fucking crazy?
He'll go like, oh, Lewis. So like, when you saw me, you just tried to beat me up, and I cowered. You fucking pussy. Like, what? Who are you? What is this?
It's almost brilliant.
You got up in my shit, and I don't know. Shit, pussy. I just sat there, pussy, while you assaulted my friend, my girlfriend, pussy.
Like that's what we're dealing with.
That's what you want. You want to keep smacking her? Is that what you want?
Yeah, please. Be macho. Please be a macho man and defend me from Luis Yank Gomez.
Yank.
Please, Yank. He is hurting me all so bad.
Fuck.
Oh, you're just going to beat up my girlfriend, pussy? What? Just gonna cry.
Oh yeah,
damn, pussy. You just beat
my hit her, pussy.
You beat my girlfriend right in front of me, you pussy.
It's fucking wild. And I'm watching it all happen, and I'm going like, "What's happening right now? Am I being trapped? Am I being set
By
up
the way,
with some
man,
crazy shit?"
On such a day, and it bears repeating. On such a day too, it just started. It's funny, like how much they want to like take a shit in your picnic basket. It's like the day of like the. Skankfest sold out like a rock concert.
Yeah.
It sold like
it's
a rock
crazy.
Concert in minutes.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Minutes it was measured in. That's pretty fucking amazing. And what a congratulations to do. And it's just they're like, oh, yeah, well, these guys have said mean words before.
Well, then she said this at one point. She was like, I don't know why the guy that assaulted me would want to highlight this the week that his Skankfest tickets go on sale. Like,
highlight what?
I didn't highlight anything, you crazy bitch. You sort of tweeted about me. Stop it.
Highlight what?
Oh, dude, I really wish.
Do you mind? Fuck you. She just made her first tweet. She goes, here we go again. These guys are coming at me. So he's sweet.
I don't even know what I'm dealing with. They're so psychotic and crazy that it's half funny and half scary.
Might be fine. She did a lot of drugs, I think. She partied a bunch.
Well, her face is rough.
Maybe she. Oh yeah, for sure. I think she's fried. She might be fried. Maybe I'm wrong, but I mean, she just like, seems to be blindly following a thing. I mean, for the claim. The effort and time and oomph these people seem to put into these campaigns against things. I mean, to not do the simple research.
That's how I describe
it. Have we ever had Jim Gaffigan at Skankfest? I mean, what a fucking stupid, like, why what just throw shit Gaffigan? Out there? Oh, this was a great Lewis win. This was a good.
She tweeted out. She tweeted out. She was like, not surprised by the Skankfest lineup. You know, I'd really be surprised if somebody like Maria Bamford or Jim Gaffigan did it. So then I just tweeted at her with a picture of Jim Gaffigan at Skankfest.
And it's random, two random guesses to hit one. Who's
to hit one?
Yeah, of course,
to hit one, dude. That's pretty amazing.
Like, dude.
So then, that's what this started all this, and that's why she blocked me. And then I guess I saw somebody else tweeted. She retweeted it because Todd Glass canceled Skankfest, but he canceled because I guess this is his mom's birthday. Todd Glass is like really close friends with Rebecca,
Yeah.
So like he straight up like, and he was like, oh, I was like, oh, I feel really bad. I can't do it. And he canceled, but somebody else like tweeted. They're like, they still have Todd Glass on the website. I see. We're already sold out. Nobody cares. Like, I love Todd Glass. He's fucking great. But I promise you, Todd Glass was not moving tickets for Skankfest.
I'm bummed he's not going to be there.
I know. He's fucking great, dude. He was at Skankfest. He's been at Skankfest twice at this point.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
So funny. But yeah, so it is just people want to like, that's what I'm saying. That's what's waiting for us in any kind of like mainstream exposure thing is people waiting to like. There's three people you know for sure are waiting in the wings to go like, look, NBC, you know they are.
Look at these racists. They're Nazis.
Look at these boys. They're saying terrible shit.
He said the N-word. He said kike. Let's do plugs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Davey. Yes, rip him off, Davey.
Oh, hold on one second. One of you guys go first.
I'll go first. All right. LewisofSkanks.com for my dates. This is live Friday night. So tomorrow night, Saturday night, I will be in Bridgeport, Connecticut. 8 o'clock show with Zach and Miko featuring me headlining. Then a 10 o'clock show, The Depraved. Very excited to have The Depraved coming to Bridgeport, Connecticut, featuring myself, Paul Verzi, Jessica Kirsten, Colm Turrell, Zach and Miko, Natalie Cuomo, and more. It's going to be a great show. Then the following week, I'll be in San Diego, California at the American Comedy Company, the 22nd through the 24th with Colm Turrell. And then we have The Depraved live at the Comedy Store. Guys, come out to the fucking Comedy Store. Let's sell out the main room. First time I'm bringing The Depraved to the West Coast. It's myself, Colm Turrell, Kim Congdon, Kurt Metzger, Preacher Lawson, Andrew Santino. The lineup is absolutely fucking insane. It is the dirtiest show in the fucking country. You guys are going to love it, so come out and support that as well. Then I'm back on the East Coast as well at the end of the month at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. LewisofSkanks.com. Skankfest is sold out, but I'll tell you right now, a little birdie told me we might have another 100 tickets we might be releasing sometime very soon. We might have another 100 tickets. Might be able another to squeeze 100? It out. Another 100 tickets. Who knows? We might be announcing that very soon. You should be following Skankfest NYC on Twitter and social media, Instagram.
Follow Louisa on Twitter, and you will find out what's happening with those.
I'll tell you, we're also
going to be... they didn't sell as many tickets as they thought. They have 100 more, apparently.
We're going to be giving away Skankfest passes right here on Legion of Skanks. We're going to be giving away Skankfest passes to Gas Digital subscribers as well. Make sure you subscribe to Gas Digital Network. Use the promo code LOS. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the entire Iron Man library, the entire show, every show that we've ever done on the Legion of Skanks podcast. You guys can go back to the beginning, hear all of the fucking crazy mistakes we've made throughout the years, all in one place, all ad-free and uncensored. Use that promo code LOS.
Davey.
Next week is Freedom Fest, South Dakota. Come check me out there. In August, on August 8th, I'm going to be in D.C. for a live part of the Problem podcast and a live stand-up show with Robbie the Fire Bernstein. And then August 27th in Rochester, New York. Come check me out there. Part of the Problem. And that's all.
Word. BigJComedy.com for all my dates. If you're listening to this live, one more day, I'm in Spokane, Washington at the Comedy Club. Spokane Comedy Club, it's called. One more night, two shows. So if there's still tickets available, come check that out. After that, in 2 weeks, I'll be in Albany, New York at the Funny Bone. I think it's an improv or a Funny Bone. You know, the one in the mall. I'll be there with Justin Silver. Denver's coming up. Tampa's coming up. Raleigh, North Carolina. A bunch of dates. Go to BigJComedy.com for all of that. Of course, the Bonfire, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. SiriusXM Faction Talk 103 and the SDR Show right here on the Guest Digital Network. Yes, yes, y'all. Yes,
we have
yes.
To plan, yeah. We have to plan the Baller Skank Contest.
Well, the party itself, you mean.
Or the party, rather.
Yeah.
Bobby, what's the guy's name again?
Let me look it up. Hold on.
See if you can call in right now. See if he could jump on our StreamYard.
Sure, I will. Give me a minute.
I wish we would have planned this for... well, I was planning for... the. Oh, by the way, we are back...
Do it next week. Let's do it next week.
We're back at the Santa Monday.
Really?
Yeah.
Officially back at the Santa Monday.
Mm. Everything got sorted out.
I guess so. I guess so.
Good.
Yeah, so we'll come back with a live show. We'll get a couple banging guests.
Bangers?
A couple fucking sluts.
Some stunner home runners.
Real quick, guys, let's take a moment and thank YoDelta.com. The Delta 8 vampire is in the house.
Delta
partying.
Vampire, what's up?
What's going on, bro?
Do you remember that, Louis? Do you remember that when the frogs wished to go, what's up? Remember that?
Yes.
Let's make that our thing. What do you say? I don't know. It's the fucking Delta 8 talking.
What if I go, Del? And you gotta go, ta.
What? And then eight.
And then Dave goes eight.
Del.
Del. Oh, no, I gotta do the Del. You do the ta. Dave does the eight. Okay. Del.
Ta.
Eight.
Yes. Hell yeah, we fucking nailed it. Now you are playing.
I feel like this vampire used to be this really cool guy, and now he's just like got these old references. He's all strung out.
What are you talking about? Come over and play in my backyard, sleep and slide, Dave. I am the same party animal that was hanging out with those other queers.
Listen to me, Delta 8 vampire, he's a little bit of a boomer. If he wasn't, he could probably get real weed. But
you kids like Kendrick Lamar. I've got one of his albums. I don't know which one. I just said, give me a Kendrick Lamar album. I'm trying to get young pussy.
Look, if you're terrified of drug dealers and you really just don't want to leave your home, YoDelta.com is the website. YoDelta.com is the website, and they sell incredible Delta 8 THC, which gets you really fucking high, and it ships right to your home in 42 states is legal, Dave.
If you want, also, Yo Delta will send a person to your house to bring it there and then hang out a little too long while you're just trying to watch a movie with your chick. But whatever, if that's what you're looking for.
Yeah, the guy who delivers Yo Delta actually can also tune your guitar.
Ace. Yes, he can. He's a jack of all trades and master of none.
High quality lab tested Delta H gummies and vapes that are going to get you super stoned. So go to yodelta.com and check out the products. And it's already cheap, but use the promo code GAS and you're going to save 25% off your incredible
Quarter. That's right, Jews. Even you don't have excuses anymore.
All right, let's get back to the show.
Let's watch. Did you see the video of the lady being duct taped? She had to open the door on the plane. They duct taped her to her seat.
I didn't see it. No.
What?
It's pretty fantastic.
Try to open a door on a plane, like the ones that would suck everyone out.
The ones that would suck everyone out. Yes, the horror movie ones.
No way.
Con Air shit.
I feel like that really wouldn't happen. Would that happen? Would it suck everyone out?
I don't think it would be good.
I feel like it also has to be pretty goddamn difficult to open one of those doors.
Oh, I don't think so. I think you probably, I mean, they probably make it, yes, more difficult than you think, but it doesn't matter.
There's no way I can walk over and just fucking go for it and do it. I feel like it has to be at least as difficult as open a jar of aspirin. Dude, yeah. Are we boring you? Are we boring you to
something you can't do?
I think it's doable. I think it's very doable.
I mean,
but it doesn't matter. I think the idea is if she's pawing for it.
If you're in one of those emergency seats, they go, are you ready to open this door in the event of a crash? And you're like, yeah.
Or whenever.
But like, you could.
Are you prepared to open this door just whenever you feel like it? If you start getting hot?
I guess
Scientist Alex said because of the pressure outside, it would be almost impossible to open. I don't fucking know if Alex is even right about that.
Here we go.
Alex doesn't know shit except for hula hooping. Alex,
while the plane is flying, it's way harder,
Alex.
I think. Which just makes me not.
It may just suck it right the fuck off. It might just, as soon as you unlock it, it might suck it off the plane immediately. No way. That sounds just as feasible as it being too hard to get off.
Alex is like, you can't even open that door. The pressure's not good. She's hula hooping.
Go on. I'll prove it. Open it. Let me get this for my TikTok. Hoopy, 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 hoopy. Fucking zips you right out. You better hope there's a natural power that fucking chops you to pieces before you come into your
asshole. It's typically, this is what Bobby Hutch says. Bobby Hutch, oh, I can't see it. I can't see the chat anymore because I have my full screen. Hold on, let's see. It's typically physically impossible to open a plane mid-flight. American Airlines confirmed to The Observer, there are thousands of pounds of pressure pushing on the door due to the difference in pressure on the inside and the outside of the plane during flight.
Thousands of pounds.
Okay. Whatever. Fuck that shit.
But you know what? Once a lady is trying to open the door, you're like, we got to duct tape this bitch.
That's the problem.
She was making an attempt and didn't know all this fucking science. She wasn't affiliated with fucking doctorates like we are.
Exactly.
And, know all this stuff.
I mean, but everybody knew, the flight staff knew that, though. At this point, they're just kind of making fun of her.
They go, wouldn't it be fun to duct tape this bitch?
And they go, like, all right. You know, guys, listen. I'll tell you right now over the loudspeaker. There's no danger of that door opening. She can give everything she has. But
there could be 10 of her right now.
Nobody is going to have a
pounds
problem.
Of pressure.
But nobody will have a problem right now. And we fucking duct taped this bitch. And like, you guys all in. And they all fucking did a group cheer. They paused their movies.
Let's see.
So they don't have her trying to open the door, but they have her duct taped.
Yeah.
So we don't even know if this is true.
They're just saying, everyone, back this up.
Have a good one.
Thank you. This is them leaving?
Yeah.
Yo.
Okay, so
delicious.
Oh, I want to hear
a quick one. They duct taped her to the seat.
Wait, that's the video that you, I thought you said this was a great video, Jay.
No, it's more the situation. I mean, it was pretty hilarious. When they just it zips by and you see a lady screaming no and duct tapes in an airplane, it's pretty great.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, just the concept of that, like, it was more about someone trying to open up the. But they started a good conversation. We had a great talk and we yelled at Alex.
Yeah.
I've never. It's all about the journey, you know.
I've never put my phone on airplane mode ever, not once.
Wow,
I have. You're just like on that, small ones, I will.
Put your phone on airplane mode.
I won't even put my seatbelt on.
I do not put my seatbelt on either. I try not to as much as possible.
Yeah, they got
to
come over and physically ask me, and then I
try to hide it. I actually purposely try to hide.
Well, you have a stomach.
Well, that hurts. Nothing to do with that. I'm saying I kind of like fold my arms on my belt line. But okay. I guess my fucking Peter Griffin belly probably covers it anyway. And they're too humiliated to ask me if I will lift my guts to show them the belt. Fuck you, Lewis. Doesn't even go there.
I never put my phone on airplane mode, but I could give two shits about the seatbelt. I click that thing right away. Seatbelt, click. Sure.
Jay, literally described my entire thought process just now. Like, they're straight up down to the fact that they were too embarrassed to ask you. Like, you know what? It's probably clicked under his stomach.
The seatbelt's never clicked under my stomach. It's never happened. Yeah, I'm going to get iced tea.
They're not.
I'm getting iced tea real quick.
Go get iced tea. That is the fucking funniest thing I've ever heard. Oh, fuck, dude.
There goes Jay.
Yeah, he'll never listen back to this. This is how we can talk shit about him when he's not here.
Oh, yeah, thank God. Anyway, I wanted to go get a beer for the last hour, but I was like, I can't just leave the show.
Guys, go. Just go, Dave. I'll
one fat Dave,
go,
joke.
Go now.
One
Now's
fat
the time.
Joke. Nah, I don't want to. One That's fat fine. Joke about Jay, and then it takes off, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll be honest. I don't think Jay could fit an airplane seatbelt around his waist. I don't think it's even an option.
No, he could do it. But I understand it's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable for everybody. Dude, if I see a fat person, those things pretty loose. Dude, if I get on a plane and I go to my seat and I see a fat person next to me, I mean, I start visibly huffing and puffing.
Terrible.
Like, I was like, is this a full flight?
Should you just turn the lights off?
Yeah.
Oh, Jay trying to sneak back up on us?
No, we know you're there. Nice chair, Jay. Jay.
Yeah.
Do you have fat, are you bigoted against fat people on flights? Like, if you see a fat person's about to sit down in your aisle, or if you like you walk up on them, you're like, oh fuck, I gotta sit next to this fat person. Do you get upset?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I get furious.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know, but I'm a problem with people too. But I also, again, we're talking about different kinds of fat people. There's fat people who just are past the point of giving a shit. So they're like, this is what you're getting in my seat. I'm gonna be leaking over into your seat, and it is what it is. I do try to I was on a puddle jumper last weekend, and I get like small as I can. I really try, you know, I mean, I scooch myself over to the window as much as possible. I really try to like get little, but when I see someone not giving a shit, both armrests.
Oh dude, I don't give a fuck, dude. I go both armrests. I man spread.
Dude, I remember, I think it was one of our comedy store gigs, like, over the last few years when we used to do the residency on New Year's or whatever at the comedy store. And coming home, I was with Lauren, and it was like the row of three seats was like me in the middle and Lauren in the window and this humongous fat guy next to me. And I mean, just like fucking bananas, like the worst nightmare of who you could sit next to on the fucking plane. Like, he had no option to not take up both of the fucking things, and his fat kept I think it was JetBlue, and you know they have the like remotes on the top of the things on the side to you, and I was watching the TV and his arm fat kept turning my TV off. He was so apologetic about it happening, but like by the fourth time it happened, dude, I was so furious at this guy. Like he just kept turning off my Family Guy.
Every time he said sorry, like his body would shake enough that it would keep on turning it off and on. It's like,
sorry. You just changed the channel.
On a plane, I'll do everything I can to stay out of the way. That the ones I've just, I mean, I've stopped the beginning of a not carnival ride, but like an amusement park ride several times in my life, where it's just like, you got to get off, and they have to do the entire recheck again of everybody. That sucks dick.
Why? Because of your fatness, you have been taken off the ride multiple times.
Yeah, well, they'll try to get you in that thing as long, but as soon as I have the first, it comes down, and they're like, can you get that down anymore? I go, I'm getting off, please, thank you.
I feel like you are, right now, you're thin enough that you could probably just ride most rides.
You'd be surprised. I went last summer, there was like still like a coaster or two I couldn't do. I mean, most of them I was on. That Wonder Woman was a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, we should go, dude. We should do a Skanks. We should do a fucking Legion of Skanks Goes to Six Flags trip with all the fans.
All the fans?
Dude, the fans will pay for us.
He will never be coming to that. Oh, my God. I'll meet you guys in the parking lot. Leave a ticket at the door for me. Oh, my God. If I'm not there, just go in without me. I'll probably meet up with you guys later. I'll catch up. Start with the lights. Oh, man. This is so crazy.
All right, dude, we'll do it, dude.
3-4 rides without me.
We'll do it. Dave's not going to come to the baller party either. Let's get real.
Oh, I'll be there, dude. I'll be there in spirit.
Mark of the Baller Skank is in Portugal till next week.
That's baller as shit.
Fucking baller ass fucking response.
He's not baller enough to pay for the call.
He said he booked the flight on a whim. So that's how baller he is.
That's a baller. Hell yeah, baller.
You guys want to do the party in Portugal?
I'll meet you there. Hey, guys, get me a plane ticket on the old LOS account. I'll get my own ride to the airport. Dave, I'm driving right by you. I'll grab you. Oh, please stop. I wouldn't dream of it.
Aren't we doing a Gas Digital trip to Six Flags soon, Alex and Bobby? You can speak, guys. You don't have to just speak digitally like you're fucking... That weird robot movie.
Yeah, I think Alex.
Oh, don't yell, please, you fucking cocksuckers.
Guys, don't just interrupt the show. Please, speak digital.
Come on camera, be humans.
I think Alex convinced you to come to do it last week.
What's the date? Let's pick the date and then let's invite Skank fans.
Sure.
We do a Skank fan takeover.
Bobby.
We did that last time.
Bobby, are you smoking weed right now?
Yes.
Take a big rip of weed, take a big rip of weed and crank that treadmill up as fast as it goes for 1 minute. Dude, I just want to just give it 60 seconds, dude. Got it, please.
As fast as it goes, impossible. He'll die.
As fast as it goes. No, for 1 minute?
As fast as it goes, like 13 miles an hour. It's like,
ow, yeah, look at that thing.
Yes, it does.
Dude, this is going to be so good.
Oh, this is great.
Bobby, I want to.
We make Bobby.
You know, Bobby, can you hear us? Dude. Do 30 seconds. All right. I don't want to kill you. Do 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
But I mean, 30 seconds starts when that thing, I want you to stay on the sides cranked. Get it cranked.
Bobby.
And then,
Jay, no, that's not how it works.
Bobby, do 3 minutes. I need 3 full minutes.
Bobby, you got to get on it and work up to the speed. Don't listen to Jay. He wants you to break your jaw.
That's not funny. You won't break your jaw. You just start off kicking, dude. I mean, get them feet going before you touch down, man.
No, dude. Bobby, you're going right. to, Bobby, this is how you break your nose on your treadmill.
Lewis, I don't like your fight advice. Jay's way is funnier with my time length. I want you to start at 100% and do 3 full minutes.
3 minutes.
Oh, you're right. What am I doing? Why would I tell Bobby to not do that? That's a stupid idea.
Dude, what's worse he's going to get flung into the couch.
He goes over the couch into those purple fucking shades.
He just keeps on going under and over, under and over, under and over.
He gets Bugs Bunnied.
Yeah. He's flattened out and like he floats down like a piece of paper.
Oh, that's Bobby's heart shutting off.
That's a fucking loud ass show. That's it. You know, it's an old treadmill. They don't make treadmills that make that loud of annoying beeps anymore.
I don't know, but Chuck Norris sold it to him.
9 miles an hour? That's fine, dude.
It sounds like a jet is starting up.
Go, dude. Cut it, bro.
Go. 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 Come on, Bobby. Bobby, you got it. Let go, you pussy. Let go. That was way funnier than I thought it was going to be.
I almost died, guys.
Oh, Bobby, that was so funny. I knew that just it's the immediate nature of like your legs just going from 0 to 100. Ah, fuck, that was hilarious.
Oh my god.
And,
you really just got thrown off the side of that thing.
Yeah. Oh, dude, you were cranking. Oh, fuck, Bobby, that was so good.
That was 9.5 miles an hour.
How long did you make it on that?
That was maybe 8 seconds. Maybe.
No, I couldn't last
it was
another
10 seconds.
10 seconds.
That was about 10 seconds.
Shit, you were going. You were out of breath immediately.
What is our what's our date for Skankfest?
Skankfest?
November 5th.
You know
and
what
7th?
I fucking meant. You know, I meant okay. Six Flags.
For Six Flags, I think we should do July 31st. It's a Saturday. How's that sound?
I'm out of town. I'm at Uncle Vinny's.
God damn it. Okay, how about August 7th?
Why can't we do it on a weekday? Like a Tuesday or a Thursday.
Yeah, all these dates work for me.
I mean, if you want to invite the whole Gas Digital staff, then
can I tell you a day that would really work good for me? Can I tell you a day that works good for me on this? Would be the old... I know people love hearing this, huh? Let's see. The 22nd, next Thursday.
I'm in San Diego.
I'm going away for a week as well.
Oh, man. I can fuck all you guys anyway.
I'll be Jay.
Let's pick a date. No, and let's invite all the Skanks fans and get like do a skank fucking takeover of Six Flags. I bet you we can get a couple hundred people to take over Six Flags.
It's frightening, but yes.
And get crazy, dude. Get crazy.
Crunk?
Okay. How about Tuesday the 27th?
No, let's wait till the next month only because I'm traveling so much at the end of the month. I don't want to do it then. Let's talk about it. Well, we're going to announce it.
All right,
we'll do a
whatever, dude. I'm just going this month, so I probably...
There's a new roller coaster,
I'll
right?
I'll probably be there. I'll be...
What's the new roller coaster?
Wait, what was that comment?
It was a dumb joke.
Oh, okay.
The new roller coaster there? I don't know. Yeah. Probably can't do it. I'm gonna be able to do it. Actually,
it's called the Jersey Devil.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring.
Can we see it? Let's see.
Yeah, that's what they call Lewis these days.
Let me see the. Let me see the buckling in situation of this thing real quick.
1 second. Here we go.
The Batman, the ride. I have a problem. They won't put me on.
Batman was the one that I couldn't get on the first time I went to Six Flags. And I tried on this. I sat in the seat up front, and it didn't fit. I was like, you know what? I'll still try.
It comes down, and it still has like a seatbelt between your legs. What's the problem?
What is this?
Jersey Devil?
Yeah, this is a ride along.
What's the stats on this? Is this like the high? Is it the tallest?
They just told you the stats here. It's 130 feet high.
No, but I'm saying it's the tallest roller coaster. I think, in North America.
No, because King Ka is like 400 and change.
What is this?
It's the longest.
Oh, it looks great though.
It looks fun.
Looks pretty cool so far.
Smooth.
It's probably really that's the whole thing. Look at the track. It's probably super smooth. It's like a different kind of
like butter. Like butter.
Reminds me of those Hot Wheel car tracks.
Ooh.
This is what it'll be like.
Oh, it's kind of long. It's a long coaster.
Yeah, this one's good.
This is fucking dope.
Okay, it's over.
Thank God it's over, guys. No. It's not over. This is fucking great. Whoa. Whoa. Holy fuck, dude. I just came. Come on,
that was
up.
Good. I'm feeling great, the fast pass.
Oh, dude, let's get a Coaster Studio t-shirt. To a fucking dork.
I don't know if it's ever worth it for us to do it, but all of us do the roller coaster.
Virtual reality?
Sitting with your feet up on a stool.
I can't do it.
I'm telling you, dude, Christine passed out my arms. I put my arms around her because she said she was worried she was fall. Not only did she fall into my arms, I think she conked out for a second. It like wigged her out so much, yeah.
It makes me nauseous. Any of certain virtual reality games, it gives me like vertigo or whatever. Like anything where it's like if I'm sitting down, a cart is bringing me through like a haunted place or whatever.
Yeah.
That fucks me up. If I'm I don't know exactly, but if I have to like use a joystick to move into virtual reality, it just really makes me sick. Like really nauseous really quick. Wait, the world's tallest, fastest, and longest single roller coaster is the Jersey
Devil?
Single
rail.
Single rail. Oh. That's some weird statistic, like when they say in the UFC. Boy, it's like, he has the most knockouts in the fifth most knockouts in UFC bantamweight history. Like, that's not a fucking stat.
He's got the most knockouts with left hooks ever.
Yeah.
It's going to be me holding a bunch of fucking book bags for these Gas Digital derelicts while they ride rides. Cut the crust off everyone's sandwiches.
I like you think everyone has a backpack.
Yeah, they're all backpack people.
Wonder Woman is fucking...
Wonder Woman is terrifying.
It's wonderful. It's one of the best rides.
It's so scary.
Did I tell you me and James did the slingshot?
Well, I watched it.
It was fucking horrible.
Yeah, Alex thinks Wonder Woman's great because that thing clicks so much that she is locked into place.
Yeah, but Alex is so skinny that I would assume. We didn't do slingshot, problem. Alex. No, we did Daredevil Dive, which is different. The slingshot, Daredevil Dive is the scariest thing, single scariest thing that I've ever done in my entire life.
Alex has the opposite problem that you have, Jay. Alex clicks it all the way in, and she's like, I can still slip in and out of this very easily.
Yeah, maybe. Alex is just bouncing around like bones in a fucking bucket.
Whee!
Send it!
I just click, 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 click.
Can you look up things like... has there been an accident on the Wonder Woman yet?
And then she like gets up and gets out and looks at herself, not in it. Yeah. She gets back in.
She's all right, we're good to go.
Ah, shit. Oh man.
There's no accident on
the Wonder Woman. Well, how would there be?
How?
What was
I'll tell
accident?
You.
How's it possible?
The very thing you're afraid of happening on it happens.
Your feet get chopped off. Your feet get chopped off by the top of the roof. That roof thing.
Or you're gonna kick someone's fucking head off of their body. No incidents at all. That's awesome.
No, obviously.
Good shit. Because there was something recently just happened at I think it was a carnival one, but like the one that looks
where it was rocking and all the people went and held it down. I saw that.
Pretty crazy. It was like
the people fall back.
I have an article.
Wasn't it interesting? You guys all saw that video? Wasn't it interesting how it's like the first guy has to go do it and then everyone got brave?
Everyone did
it. But it took that one fucking guy.
Like somebody has to try. Someone
has to be the first one, like, fuck, I'm going to do this. And then everyone's like, all right, let's not be assholes. Let's go do it.
Even if he goes, like, put a hand on it. I was here.
You didn't see it, Lewis?
I didn't see it yet.
It was like a shitty carnival ride, but it started like flopping up and down.
You said there's an article, Bobby, about what? The Wonder Woman?
Oh, no. I had an article up of the 11 worst accidents at Six Flags.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Please.
Yeah, that seems good.
But this is the carnival ride you were talking about.
I couldn't tell what was happening at first.
Well, it starts like rocking and shit. Like at the bottom.
Like the actual base of the ride is.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's fucked up.
Oh, it's scary.
Like you can't really see from that angle, but it was one dude who started just holding it.
No serious injuries. Probably no injuries at all.
couple.
This, by the way, this ride when I was a kid, fucked, like it made me terrified. Yeah. Terrified.
I was afraid of all of them as a kid, but as like a teenager and shit, I.
This was the ride, but it was shaped and decorated like a rainbow. So I would just freak out and start crying before I got on the rainbow, as my sister called me a faggot. She's like, really? You're not going to go on the rainbow, you queer? And I was like, no, please don't make me go on the rainbow.
What, do you want to go on the Unicorn Express ride again? Yes. What's that list, Bobby? Bring it on up. A girl loses both of her feet on Superman Tower of Power ride. All right, that's how did that happen? As they ascended, a cable snap whipped around and severed her feet. Oh,
that's rough.
Fuck me. Park employee flung from Rolling Thunder is pretty funny.
Let's see, 1981. That's in Jersey.
Okay. A park employee fell to his death during a test ride because, according to the park, he may have assumed an unauthorized riding position and did not make use of the safety feature. So he was trying to jerk off. Because guys want to see if I can jerk off on Rolling Thunder. Teenagers decapitated by Batman. Is that the foot, right? I think his foot hit someone's head.
Losing his hat. No, it's, yeah, he went under. He was decapitated in the process when he went to go get his hat.
What a nitwit. I remember that. Yeah, that was 2008.
That was a fucking, it was a fitted.
Yeah, it's only if it's my size.
It's not.
That's an orthotic. A man dies when a sky bucket gondola breaks from the cable and falls to the ground below. Well, I'll never get on that ever. A gondola carrying a couple fell from its cable 50 feet to the ground. The man was reportedly rocking the car before it fell. He was killed. Oh, well, fuck you.
He was doing the devil horns.
Yeah, the whole way down.
Nobody will ever fucking kill me, bro.
I can snap this fucking cable with a couple shimmies.
I'm larger than life.
Man falls to his death after being thrown from the Superman Ride of Steel coaster. Come on, man. Come on. The final turn of Superman the Ride, a guy was thrown, hitting the rail and then falling only a few feet to the ground below. He was rushed to the hospital and pronounced dead on arrival. Yo, it's not worth it.
Teenager falls from lightning loops roller coaster.
It's not even there anymore. She wasn't strapped in her shoulder harness properly.
Oh, during the loop to loop.
A woman drowned in roaring rapid. You're a nitwit.
It's my true fucking fear. It's just like to. Oh, dude.
Yeah. A woman drowns in the inflatable boat she was in.
To drown in. I mean, to drown on. In the fucking in a roaring rapid
ride.
I would just suck dick, dude. The worst ride in the park.
Dude, I'll tell you why it's the worst. I've never even sat accidentally in the seat that doesn't get douched with water. 100%.
This woman drowned in the inflatable boat and she deflated and overturned in 2 to 3 feet of water.
She was trapped underneath. What a dipshit.
She deserved death.
Everything she got, she had coming. I hope the park didn't have to pay any money to her family. Girl's foot is crushed on the Cajun cliffhanger. What is that ride? Her toes were crushed when the operator raised the floor of the ride before the ride came to a complete stop. Now, I'll tell you what, if that's the fucking, is that like the goddamn Gravitrons? I've always worried about that. When they raise the floor back up, that can nip you. Nah, nobody?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know the Cajun cliffhanger. 25 people are stuck upside down in a loop on Demon for 3 hours.
Well, I don't like that at all.
23 people are stuck upside down in the Demon coaster for nearly 3 hours. How quickly before you start crying and freaking out?
I wouldn't believe we're going to make it out of there. I'm like, one of the things, by the way, someone down the bottom at some point's going like, I don't know, I'm pushing all these men. One of them's going to just release the shoulder harnesses and everyone just drops. I'm waiting for them like, don't push any buttons. Please, God, do not push one button. On that console.
No.
I'm hitting start. I'm turning it off. I'm rebooting it. I don't know.
They don't know what they're doing. We're going to die.
What, man? I just started working here today. I don't know. I'm whacking everything.
Dude.
Oh, fuck. That dude stuck upside down. Oh, man. You got to get zen.
Did you see the movie? Jay, you almost might like it. It was about the people that get stuck on the ski lift.
No.
It's so dumb, but it's kind of awesome. It's like
the whole movie?
Yeah, the whole movie. It's like, you know, it's like, yeah, yeah. It's, you know, it's almost like the shark movies, like, you know, the Deep Blue Sea where they're stuck on a raft or whatever. But it's like, it's three kids and they're like, they, you know, the girl flirts with the guy to get like one more ride up the ski lift to go down one more time. And they forget that they're on there. Yeah, it's called Frozen. Thank you, Alex. And then they, yeah, they get stuck and it's like, and then they're like just on there. And that's the whole movie. Yeah, that's it. It's pretty fucking good.
Is it a horror, I guess?
Yeah, it's a horror movie. I mean, it's bad good, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Well, let's see a little of it.
Give us a taste.
Give us a taste.
Alex, can you give us a taste?
One second.
Bobby, Alex, quick little Alex tape. Can you give us a taste?
Bobby, throw to the tape?
Yeah. Here it comes. Alex. It's coming
Bobby,
right now.
Bobby, I think we have a clip. I believe we have a clip, yeah? It's coming. Sort of clip.
I watched this right before I went skiing.
Yeah, I don't like ski lifts at all.
Oh, no, they're horrifying for me.
Terrifying. Well, getting off of it was like so weird. It's like you have like 3 seconds to get off or be sent off of a cliff.
Yeah.
Just three teenagers.
Yep.
And they're at the part where certain death if they jump.
Yeah. And there's wolves.
Is that true?
Yeah, there's wolves.
And they're not open again until Friday.
We're up here all week. We're gonna die.
They're getting like frostbite the whole time.
Oh my god!
I forgot about those wolves.
Hell yeah.
I wonder how fast I have to accept death trying to hand and foot down a cable.
This is such a, like, we're just bored of ideas movie.
Yeah.
Well, you only got to pay 3 people.
And that's the wolves.
Cool.
Hey.
And the wolves
I'm
also,
cold.
Yeah.
But the wolves just take live chickens.
They're like, we're union.
Stuck on a ski lift. Hey, seriously, I'm getting cold up here. Stuck on a ski lift part 2.
I'm going to go watch it. I'm going to go watch Dr. Pimple Popper now. Dr. Pimple Popper's popping a gross thing tonight.
Who is that old woman walking towards us? Oh, wait a minute. It's a wolf. It's a wolf in my grandma's clothing. Never mind.
Dr. Pimple Popper is popping a thing on a guy's nose that's the size of 2 of his heads. I can't wait to watch. Yeah, I know, but I got to see how it unfolds. Always a fun one. The Zoom show here on Gas Digital. We'll catch you guys Monday.
Hell yeah.
We'll catch you guys live on Monday from the stand again on Legion of Skanks. Peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cried for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay.
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong, we're done here. Time to go.
I gotta tell you right now, we're giving you a chance to win a PlayStation 5. Fuck yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you can enter. Everyone can enter. Everyone listening to the show right now, even you guys who are listening to me.
PlayStation 4.
You moron. Guess what? You don't got to pay for this PlayStation because Yo Delta has you covered with your opportunity to win a brand new PlayStation 5. Go to YoDelta.com to enter to win. There's no purchase necessary.
Now, wait, because this is our thing, can we massage it so I do win?
If you win, it would be suspect. I got to be honest.
Jay, we can get you a PlayStation 2.
Okay. Okay. Now we're talking.
There's no purchase necessary, but their Delta 8 products are great, and they will get you super high, so buy some. Either way, right now, go to YoDelta.com to win a brand new PlayStation 5.
Oh, right, I want to win one. Oh, did I say that already?
Are you high on YoDelta?
Yes.